Sabbath blessing, everyone. Welcome on this Sabbath, July 19, 2025. This is our lesson 439 from our chapter 86 entitled, O Teach All Nations. This is our part 5. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And may you have fair weather wherever you are. We are going to hand back our dear brother, to be able to sing along on the Tiny Tot song. It's a hymn number 463 entitled Peace, Perfect Peace.
I wish I knew the melody for that.
Dear Brother Dick,
I'm about to go to sleep here. Peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed, to do the will of Jesus, this is rest. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away, in Jesus' keeping we are safe and they. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know and he is on the throne.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you can get a little bit of rest, dear brother.
No, it's my throat.
Pray for you. Oh, it's your throat.
My voice has gone south. My voice has gone south.
Oh, we would have never made things. So like that, you could rest. Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are coming in. We are going to ask the little ones, by the help of their parents or older siblings, to open their family section with prayer. May you unmute your mic.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you for joining us up this morning. And please protect us. Can you protect me? Please protect the Sabbath word that we're about to learn. Please protect the Sabbath people. That's here, the Sabbath people that's not here yet. I'm joining now and maybe later. Please protect everyone that's in the Sabbath that normally is in the Sabbath but sick and can't join us for today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little sister. It is story time for our precious Tanita. Let's have a listening ear for our dear brother. We'll continue with part 2 of our chapter 26 entitled He's Risen in the Story of Jesus. And we're going to pass it to our dear brother.
All right, the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John today. John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus was talking to Martha. The sleeping soldiers awake and start to their feet. They jump up. With awe and wonder, they gaze at the open heavens and the vision of brightness which is nearing them. the earth trembles and heaves, as that powerful being from another world approaches. He is coming on a joyful errand, and the speed and power of his flight shake the world like a mighty earthquake. Soldiers, officers, and sentinels fall as dead men to the ground. There had been still another guard about the Savior's tomb. Evil angels were there. Because the Son of God had fallen in death, his body was ever, even then, claimed as the prey of him who has the power of death, the devil. Though he never sinned, Satan claimed him as his possession. The angels of Satan were present to see that no power should take Jesus from their grasp. But as the mighty being sent from the throne of God approached, they fled in terror from the scene. The angel laid hold of the great stone at the mouth of the tomb and rolled it away as if it were but a pebble. Then with a voice that caused the earth to tremble, he cried, Jesus, thou Son of God, come forth, thy Father calls thee. Then he who had earned the power over death and the grave came forth from the tomb. About the rent sepulchre, he proclaimed, I am the resurrection and the life. And the angel host bowed low in adoration before the Redeemer and welcomed him with songs of praise. This is taken from The Story of Jesus by Ellen White. Page 154 and 155. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Now you can rest your voice by God's grace. I hope you feel much better. Welcome to all the precious family, dear ones. And next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the part two in our lesson entitled He's Risen in our Tiny Talk lesson book, The Story of Jesus. That will be July 26, 2025. It is time for our little ones and also their parents and our guests to learn precious lesson from God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Moments of the Bible. Let's have our listening ear for our dear brother will be the one to share.
God blessings, everyone. Today's lesson will be from our Bible verses. This is for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible.
Taken from
FBL, year 2, quarter 4, lesson 7, Jesus calls the storm. And chapter we'll be reading through is Mark chapter 5, verses 8 to 16.
And it says, for he said
unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, saying and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to them, to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. We'll be looking through nature and all manner of mammals, whales. In today's lesson, we'll be looking at number 5, a whale's life. And the memory verse for today is 1 Peter 2:2. It says, As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And the character quality of the whole story is obedience versus willfulness. Obedience is compliance with God's commands done quickly and cheerfully. Nature, the life of a whale. Whales have close-knit families. They are affectionate and stroke their family members with their sensitive flippers. The humpback whales especially show a lot of affection to their mates. When they have very long flippers, which sometimes grow to 14 feet or about 4 meters, they use them to hug each other. The couple likes to splash or roll together in the sea. They are very choosy in picking out their mates. They make sure it is one they can get along with all right before they settle down to the business of raising a family. The male whale is called a bull, the female a cow, and the baby a calf. Most female cows carry their babies inside their bodies from 10 to 12 months, depending on the kind of whale. One calf is born at a time. It is very rare for twins to be born. Baby whales are born under the water. Since whales are mammals, each calf is attached to its mother by an umbilical cord. The mother snaps the umbilical cord, and it withers away on the calf and leaves behind a belly button or navel. One or more females will usually help the cow during birth. A newborn whale may weigh 2 short tons, or 1.8 metric tons, and be 23 feet, or 7 meters, in length. As soon as it is born, the mother and other female helper whales move it to the surface to take its first breath. The air makes the blowhole open, and baby E takes its first breath. The babies can swim immediately after birth. The newborn whale reminds us of newborn Christians, but the two demoniacs. Now they would obey Jesus instead of Satan. The mother whale takes good care of her baby, who stays close to her for at least a year. Often the calf swims just below its mother's flipper. It can remind us of the text, Under his wings shalt thou trust, Psalm 91:4. It can also remind us how the demoniacs desire the company of their deliverer, the desire of ages page 239. The mother carefully looks after her baby and defends it if there is any sign of danger, even if it means her own death. A mother whale will even lay a protective flipper over her baby. Unlike the mother whale, Jesus had to leave the two men he had healed. We are told in terror the people thronged about Jesus, beseeching him to depart from them. He complied, taking ship at once for the opposite shore. Here we see the picture below of a beluga whale feeding a cow and her calf. It says here on the left that a newborn blue whale is about 23 feet long. It weighs about 16,000 pounds, or 7,200 kilograms. It is larger than an African elephant. Some whales' milk contains 10 times more fat and protein than human or cow's milk, and calves can drink 160 gallons or 608 liters of milk a day, which will double their weight in a week. The mother, and our right, if you continue the lesson, the mother whale feeds her baby milk. Soon after the baby whale is born and has its first breath, mother turns on her side so the calf can reach her teeth. They come out of special slits on the underside of her body near the tail. Feeding is done quickly between breaths. Most baby animals suck their milk, but mother whale has special muscles around the teats which pump the milk into her baby's mouth. It feeds little at a time, but often. As baby feeds, so the two men desire the words or milk of life from Jesus. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2. Mother's milk has much fat, protein, and minerals, so baby whale grows very fast. A baby blue whale gains 200 pounds or 91 kilograms per day, as some baby whales double their weight in a week. Some mothers nurse their babies for almost a year. A sperm whale nurses babies for up to 2 years. After a few months, the baby whale starts to move farther from its mother. If it goes too far, she will chase it and may even spank it with her tail. In this way, the calf learns to be obedient. Unlike the baby whale, the two men did not want to leave Jesus. They kept close to his side, knelt at his feet, and begged him to keep them near him, where they might ever listen to his words. Young whales like to play. They dive and leap from the water and play with seaweed and stones. Some even play hide-and-seek in the seaweed. Mother is a good playmate. A calf slides off her tail when then wriggles onto her back to do it all over again. One man was watched many calves that they play for hours at a time about their resting mothers. They bump into her, cover her blowhole with their tail, wriggle onto and slide off of her, all without any noticeable response from the mother. When she finally does respond, it may be only to roll on her back and hug her infant in her arm like flippers, holding it until it calms down. Gray whale mothers often blow bubbles beneath their calves in a blow and bounce the baby behavior. Or she may slide under the calf, rolling and bouncing the infant in the seawater, or take it for a ride on her back. In below the last paragraph, we see pictures of an orca whale, or better known as a killer whale, and the gray whale. It says on the right, the orca whales, also called killer whales. Orcas are the largest members of the dolphin family. They are found in all oceans. Killer whales are black on the back and sides, with white bellies and a white oval patch above and behind the eye. Voracious predators, orcas feed on fish, squid, sharks, turtles, whales, seals, octopi, and birds. Despite their size and ferocity, however, killer whales are not usually a threat to humans. The mammal are no longer a threat to people. We see two pictures of two whales swimming up to the surface. Okay, next we have the mind, things you can do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you make nut milk for breakfast, if you know how to make it, remember the lessons of desire, the sincere milk of a word. Three, as your parents give you a break from your chores to do something else, remember how the baby whales play. Next, we have reinforced activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. One, look for mammals, use a guidebook to identify them. Two, as a family, play a game of hide and seek. Whoever is found can quote or read a verse from the Bible about mammals, especially about whales. Three, next time you have an opportunity to look closely at a pig, ask yourself this question. Why would these mammals be thought of more importance to the keepers of the swine than those men? 4, do the following. Measure the size of a baby whale, well, like one to be 23 feet or 7 meters. Find someone who weighs 200 pounds or 91 kilograms and realize how much a whale gains in a day. 5, say a memory verse, remarkable parent food. Coming to God inspires confidence and stimulates the soul to action. The body will die if deprived of suitable nourishment. And so with the soul, in order to have spiritual strength or even life, it must be nourished by the word, which is spirit and life. It must be constantly fed by the truth, which connects the soul with him in whom we live and move and have our being. Semphile Commentary, page 941. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. Our first scenery are from our dear Cecil Bam sharing captures of nature in their garden. We have geraniums, blue hydrangeas, and begonias. And next here, in all three pictures, we have photos of an iris and of two irises and daylilies. And continue with our dear sisters in their beautiful garden and even their precious creatures within your gates at Cali and Bella. We've seen all three pictures. And continue with their shared experience at the bird feeder of two hummingbirds in mid-flight. It says, this is in the picture on the left, the greenhouse and red bird feeders have sugar water for the hummers. From our dear sister Chantel, a sign of a beautiful rainbow. It was so big she had to videotape it, and this is the capture in a parking lot.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, dear sister Cece, would you and everyone else with you like to share the experience from this? This picture divided in 4.
Seven blessings, everyone. I'm not able to speak to it all that much as it was my sister who was able to capture it. The video was really beautiful. This was one of the first times in a long time that I saw the rainbow go from end to end. Usually you see it cut off along the way, but this was a beautiful experience, and she enjoyed it so much that she captured it and shared it with us as well.
And next we have another rainbow picture, but this one is taken from our dear sister Christina and family. It's from their sightings. Also of a double rainbow as well in their nature picture. Sister Christina, would you and everyone else with you who like to share your experience from this picture?
Sabbath blessings, everyone. I too saw the same rainbow, and I saw it from end to end as well, but I was driving, so it was hard for me to capture the whole thing, so I was only able to capture this part of it because I was behind the wheel. So new drivers, do not do what I do. We'll just pull over. But I noticed when I was taking the picture that it is a double rainbow. You can slightly see the second one on the top, but it was really beautiful.
And finally, we will end with our dear sister Cece and family with their experience of God's faith, God's wonders in nature, with a butterfly that comes every year, and two of them came back to the same kind. I believe that that's a picture of, what's the butterfly's name? Oh, right, an orange striped swallowtail. Sister Cece, Sister Cece, would you like to share an experience from these pictures of this pretty butterfly?
Sabbath blessings, everybody. On this picture, you can see that there's a little monarch butterfly that I like to call Angel. And when we saw her for like a year, she looks so pretty in this picture. And I was able to catch, my mom was able to take a pretty picture of it. And I would like to share. Lessons, everybody. For this picture, I would like to share that this butterfly, this monarch butterfly that my sister likes to call Angel, comes to our yard and likes to sit on our stairway like every day. So I would like to share that this butterfly is basically like a part of our family.
Yeah, and my husband was able to capture this butterfly sitting on its finger. So if you're patient enough and you go close, it will climb onto you. But it's amazing. It started off with 1 year ago, and now we see two of them come back, and it's every year the same color butterfly, the same I don't know if the lifespans of butterflies are something that we have to check into to see if the same one. But as Haley mentioned, and Emma has mentioned as well, they come back every year, and they're a part of our family because, again, as we're sitting out on the porch and stuff like that, they're sitting out there with us, flying around each other now, the two of them. And again, as I mentioned, they went to go sit on Dane's end. He captured a video of that. Maybe I'll share it another time, by God's grace. But yeah, this is Angel, as Emma called the butterfly.
I would like to be able to share. Go ahead, but.
I apologize, dear one. We're in two different areas, so I couldn't see that he was basically speaking. To be able to stop the echo, I have to completely mute my mic. I just wanted to give a suggestion by God's grace. We do have video from the dear families of the experience. I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to be able to share it. But keep it in prayer, and I will ask Elder Rob as well that maybe in the intermission that we have between the services, our dear brother had helped to put the videos together like in a very short timing, so everyone can be able to experience as the video goes of a lot of the things that being shared with us. So I will ask Elder Rob if we are able to either that time or really after. I just wanted to say that, and sorry, dear ones, for the interruption. Thank you so much, dear brother, and all the dear family that have sent their beautiful experiencing nature. And remember, little ones, peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, of future all unknown. Jesus, we know and He is all. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, those that will be listening later our recording and other devices. Sabbath blessing, everyone. Our opening song is a hymn to a theme entitled Before the Throne of God Above. You can find it in number 283 in the hymnal. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me there depart. No tongue can bid me there depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me.
Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. We are going to ask the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Seven blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. And we protect us. We protect us when we're going to be learning. We protect myself. We protect the people who are here. The people who are not here, people who are here. We protect everybody that I know. We protect the people who are sick, people who are not sick, and not able to come. We protect Brother Joel. We protect Brother Jake. We protect everybody. We protect all the Sabbath blessings. We protect everybody that I know. This is my prayer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 9, verse 7, King James Version, and it reads, "And said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and those listening other devices on recording, we will continue with part 5 of our lesson entitled God Teach All Nations of our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John 5, verse, paragraph 14, King James Version. Afterward, Jesus findeth needs him in the temple. He said, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest were a thing, lest a word, worse thing come unto thee.
Haley?
Exodus 15, 20, verse 26, King James Version. And said, If thou wilt
diligently
hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commands, and keep his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord, and that Lord that healeth thee.
And we'll bubble down so someone else could join. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee.
Psalms
105 verse 37.
He brought them forth also with
silver
and gold, and there was not one
evil
person
among
their
tribes. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones. Today we will cover pages 822 through 823. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 823. Who would like to text the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 823. Go ahead, Joan.
Go ahead, Joan.
Perfect, Joan. Brother Joel, you can go ahead. We'll do the next one.
Okay, that's very kind. Thank you. Desire of Ages, page 823. Continuing, Christ feels the woes of every sufferer. When evil spirits rend a human frame, Christ feels the curse. When fever is burning up the life current, he feels the agony. And he is just as willing to heal the sick now as when he was personally on earth. Christ's servants are his representatives, the channels for his working. He desires through them to exercise his healing power. Desire of Ages, page 823, paragraph 4. Thank you again, little one.
Continuing, in the Savior's manner of healing, there were lessons for his disciples. On one occasion, he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay and bade him go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went to his way. Therefore, he and washed his and washed and washed and came seeing. John
chapter 9, verse 7.
The cure could be wrought only by the power of the great healer. Yet Christ made us use the simple, made use of the simple agency of nature. While he did not give countenance to drug the medication, he sanctioned the use of the simple and not use the use of simple and natural remedies. The Desire of Ages, page 824, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job.
Too many of the Desire of Ages, page 824. Too many of the afflicted ones who received healing, Christ said, sin more, sin no more, lest and worse thing come unto thee. John 5, verse 14. Thus he taught the disease is that disease is the results of violating God's law, both natural and spiritual. The great misery in the world would not exist. Did man but live in harmony with the Creator's plan? Desire of Ages, page 824, paragraph 2.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn our first song together, dear one, entitled The Eight Doctors, a beautiful song of remembrance of the laws that will help govern our bodies. Margin. The song will be sung by dear brother Joel.
Good health is a treasure, and what's more, it's free. If sought for, then guarded, quite healthy you'll be. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to 8 doctors will be my reply. The first doctor playfully tussed with my hair. He said, leave the city and get some fresh air. The second was warm as he beamed down on me. He said, this is how you get vitamin D. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to 8 doctors will be my reply. The 3rd careful doctor prescribed Temperance, and since then when tempted I say get thee hence. The 4th doctor cancelled our evening date. He said, get some sleep now, you stayed up too late. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to 8 doctors will be my reply. The 5th doctor told me, enough of just talk. Come now, put your shoes on, let's go for a walk. The 6th doctor pointed to the bountiful field and planned me a menu from all it would yield. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to 8 doctors will be my reply. The 7th fine doctor just gushed with advice. He said, drink it, bathe in it, water is nice. The 8th doctor smiled as he said with a nod, all things work together if you just trust in God. I'm healthy, I'm happy, and if you ask why, I've been to 8 doctors will be my reply.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in the desire ages, but this is page 824. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Christ had been the guide and teacher of ancient Israel, and he taught them that health is the reward of obedience to the laws of God. The great physician who healed the sick in Palestine had spoken to his people from the pillar of cloud, telling them what they must do and what God would do for them. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, he said, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth. Exodus 15. And on the side it says, every person should have a knowledge of nature's remedial agencies and how to apply them. From the Ministry of Healing, page 127. And under the natural remedies, the 8 natural remedies for health are as follows. 1, trust in God. 2, pure air. 3, is proper diet. 4, is sunshine. 5, is water. 6, is exercise. 7, is rest. And 8, is temperance. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 824, continuing. Christ gave to Israel defined instruction in regard to their habits of life, and he assured them, the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, Deuteronomy 7:15. When they fulfilled the conditions, the promise was verified to them. There is not one feeble person among their tribes, Psalm 105:37.
Continuing the reading, The Desire of Ages, page 824, paragraph 4. These lessons are for us. There are conditions to be observed by all who would preserve health. All should learn what these conditions are. The Lord is not pleased with ignorance in regard to his laws, either natural or spiritual. We are to be workers together with God for the restoration of health to the body, as well as to the soul. Again, this is taken from the Desire of Ages, page 824, paragraph 4. And on the slide, you see the picture of the Ten Commandments with the two laws, most important laws on the top. And then you also see a reference from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, which shows us about the eight laws of health that we are to follow.
Amen. And the 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 is a scripture song. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye are of God, and ye are not your own? O ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 5 through 6, King James Version. Taken from our study book, Memory Verse CD, Sunlight Sound Studio, The Desire of All Ages, Volume 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the Desire Ages, 824. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? Would you unmute your mic?
And we shall teach others how to preserve and to recover health. For the sick, we should use the remedies which God has provided in nature, and we should point them to Him who alone can restore. It is our work to present the sick and suffering to Christ in the arms of our faith. Next slide, please.
Continuing. We should teach them to believe in the great healer. We should lay hold on his promise and pray for the manifestation of his power. The very essence of the gospel is restoration, and the Savior would have us bid the sick, the hopeless, and the afflicted take hold upon his strength. Desire of Ages, page 824, paragraph 5.
Desire of Ages, page 825. The power of love was in all Christ's healing, and only by partaking of that love through faith can we be instruments for his work. If we neglect to link ourselves in divine connection with Christ, the current of life-giving energy cannot flow in rich streams from us to the people. There were places where the Savior himself could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. So now unbelief separates the church from her divine helper. Her hold upon eternal realities is weak. By her lack of faith, God is disappointed and robbed of his glory. Desire of Ages, page 825, paragraph 1.
Amen. Our last scripture song we will learn, dear ones, is taken from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. It will be sung bilingual, margin. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. O thou art my praise, O thou art my praise. Sana meu Jehovah, Iseresan, salvame, Iseresan, porque tú eres mi alabanza, porque eres mi alabanza. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We will reserve the questions when we meet again next Sabbath by God's grace for our review. So next week, we'll be reviewing part 5 of our chapter entitled Go Teach All Nations. If you have any questions that may need our review or research, you could send it before Thursday. Otherwise, you could hold it till we meet on the 26th by God's grace. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to be able to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our knees and our heads as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Lord, thank you again for bringing us safely through another week here to praise your name, Father. Thank you for all the lessons in the children's study, Father. It's so much, but we are thankful, Father Jesus, that you give us so much. Father, help us to retain and help us to take it with us as we go. Thank you, Father Jesus, for all the participation of the little ones and also of their parents. Father, be with us as we go into the next sessions of study. We pray, Father, that you be with us and be with the speaker as well. Thank you again, and be with anyone that is not feeling well today. Put your healing hands upon them and help them, Father Jesus, that they will also use the natural remedy as pointed out in the study. Thank you again, dear Lord, for all your love and mercy. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, July 26, 2025, we will follow with our review of Chapter 86, entitled Go Teach All Nations, Part 5. I would like to leave the quote and also the scripture. The quote is taken from 2 Corinthians 4:7, and it reads, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And from our study book, The Desire Ages, page 297, paragraph 1, "He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest the power through us as through the first disciple. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offering of partnership with himself, of apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that uniting with Christ, we may work the works of God." May you have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.